Our gospel lesson this morning comes from Luke's gospel, from the 18th chapter. We read together the first 8 verses. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Most of us, at one time or another, have hung on the edge of a promise delayed. We've waited and we've waited and we've waited some more for the fulfillment of something that has been promised to us. And you know as well as I do, the longer the delay in the fulfillment of the promise, the more we begin to consider that that promise won't be kept at all. Because we know this, as soon as a promise is made, we expect that promise to be fulfilled. And I suspect that emotionally, somewhere in the deepest recesses of our hearts and our souls, there's no difference between feeling a promise long delayed and a promise betrayed. It's painful to wait for something that has promised and yet has not been fulfilled. And so when a promise that we've deeply hoped for has been delayed, it's easy for us to lose faith in the one who made that promise. It's easy to lose confidence in that person, easy to lose trust in that person's word. It's easy to become disheartened. And sometimes the relationship itself becomes estranged, if it survives at all. Promises made but long delayed are a big, hurtful deal. And promises made but long delayed can strain relationships. But what if the one who made that promise that we've been waiting for, that promise that's long delayed, is God? What if we begin to lose faith in God? What happens when we begin to lose confidence or call into question God's promises the way we do others? What if we become disheartened toward God? That's the very situation that our scripture is addressing this morning. Luke is writing to the church several generations after the life and the death of Jesus. And from the earliest times, Jesus' followers have tried to make sense of his life and death and resurrection and ascension. And in doing so, they had hung on to that promise that he would return. And they expected that return imminently, immediately. And the longer they waited for Jesus' return, all the while seeking to be faithful to everything he told them and instructed them and taught them, the more they began to experience despair at the delay of his promised return. And not only were they experiencing some despair at the delay, some were also experiencing persecution, suffering, abuse. And so this promise of Jesus' return undergirded everything in their lives. This promise that Jesus was returned was the hope on which they rested. Mothers had rocked their babies and then their grandbabies to sleep, reminding them that Jesus would return. People had encouraged each other, reminding them that Jesus would return. People were given strength to face suffering and abuse because of the promise that Jesus would return. You can only ask people to hang in there for so long. And after a while, this promise delayed began to feel like a promise betrayed. And that's why Luke tells us in the verse that introduces this parable that Jesus told it so that people would not lose heart. And so this parable of the widow and the unjust judge is not so much a parable about how to pray, not so much parable about steadfastness in prayer. It is a parable on trust in God to grant justice and to bring vindication to the people. People in Luke's community were beginning to lose heart, beginning to despair, beginning to question God's promise. And by means of this parable, Luke reassures the community that God will keep God's promises and that day is surely coming. Now, this woman in the parable, Jesus tells us, is a widow. This theme of care for the widow weaves its way from the very beginning all through the Old Testament, even into the New Testament. The specifics of this woman's circumstances really don't matter that much. What matters is that she is among those whom any respectable judge would be seriously obliged to help. But as you noticed in the scripture, this is no respectable judge. Jesus points out that he does not fear God and he has no respect for people, not even a deserving widow who is going to get a good hearing from him. But this is no ordinary widow. The woman is bold. The woman is brash. She keeps demanding her justice, even though the chances of receiving it are little to none, saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." And for a while, the judge refuses. But finally, he relents. He relents, saying, "I have no fear of God, and I don't respect anybody. But dadgummit, I'm going to do what this woman asks because she keeps bothering me and I don't want her to wear me out by her continual coming." That Greek word, "wear me out," is literally translating "strike under the eye" or give me a black eye. This woman is going to give me a black eye if I don't give her what she wants, is the judge's way of saying that her claims for justice, her keeping on, coming after him, are a visible mark that everybody in the community will notice. And when they see that, they will notice his failure as a judge. And while he doesn't care about anybody else, you better believe that he cares about what people think about him. And so in order to avoid a black eye, he gives in. Now we have to be clear and careful to understand that this parable is not an allegory. God is not like this judge who doesn't care. God is not like this judge who demands that we keep coming back and back and back and back before God hears what we want. The parable is telling us, Jesus is saying, if a judge who doesn't care will do this, then how much more will God, who loves justice and does care, do for God's people? So Luke is saying to the church, in danger of becoming disheartened in the face of the delay of Jesus' return, don't lose heart. Trust in God. Be confident in God. God is faithful. God will deliver. God will keep God's promises. Trust God. Wait for the Lord. And as you wait, wait trusting and not despairing. And if the parable addresses itself to prayer, which this does, it teaches us that prayer is work. It's good work. Because our prayers for those things that we most deeply need are sometimes met with long silences from God. Have you ever been there? You ever been there waiting on an answer to prayer? Now, if you listen to some people today, prayer's easy. Easy peasy, easy peasy. I prayed for this and this happened. I prayed for a parking spot at the fall festival and one just opened right up. For some, prayer is the way we get our spiritual goodies, or to listen to other people. Prayer is that answer place where God clearly addresses all of our questions. And gives us immediate peace. Maybe I've missed something, but I've never experienced prayer in that way. Oh yes, I've experienced answer to prayer, but not always in that way. It's not you always get what you want, or what you think you need. It's waiting on God's wisdom and judgment in all things. Most of life, as I've experienced it, is characterized by waiting with questions rather than being flooded with answers. Why do you think the scriptures are so full of references to waiting upon God? They're often called on to respond to that question of explaining God's delay. How many times have you prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed one more time for God's promises to be fulfilled in your life, only to be met with that long silence? And this experience of delay represents the moments of spiritual crisis, but also of opportunity. What will I do? How will I be in the face of God's silence? What is my response to the delay of the promise? Is it despair? Is it to reach for a quick fix or an easy answer, because I'd rather have an easy answer now than to wait patiently for what God has in store for me? Is it to abandon my hope and my confidence in God? No. Jesus tells us, in the face of a delayed promise, pray like this widow, giving a black eye to an unjust judge. Pray boldly. Pray confidently. Pray without ceasing. But above all else, pray in confidence and trust and hope in God, who is worthy of that. Don't pray in despair. Don't lose heart. God will come to you. And Jesus concludes the parable with that question that should make us squirm. When the Son of Man does come, will he find faith on earth? Will our souls still be alive in God in spite of the delay? Or will he find that we've given up, having given in to despair? When the answer to the prayers that we've prayed and prayed and prayed finally comes, what will our response be? Will we still be turned Godward? Will we look up and say, well, it's about time? Or will we have turned to bitterness and despair? As for me, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in to despair. There are parched places in my life today, and I'm sure there are parched places in yours as well. The answers that I want have not been given. There are promises that God has made that I'm still waiting to see fulfilled. There are spots deep in my bones that are weary, and places in my soul that are dry. So am I going to give up? Am I going to despair? Am I going to allow my relationship with God to suffer? If I'm honest, there have been times in my life when I have been tempted. And yet, the two best words of all, and yet, God is the only hope I have. So I will keep asking until I finally receive, knocking on that door until it finally unlocks, flinging my prayer into the darkness until that answer finally comes. Or to quote Bishop Fairley, the blessing is in the pressing. The widow never turned away, never gave up. Never lost heart. Neither will I, and neither will you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.